A protest song about degrading work becomes a rousing call to do even more work after that, by Brooke Jarvis. We open to shades of grey and beige on what must be the world's dullest office. In case you didn't notice the overwhelming tedium, though, there's help. One actor's heavy eyelids are dragging his whole body downward, another slumped onto one elbow seems to be collapsing so thoroughly into his desk that he might merge with it. By the time we see papers thudding into the inbox of a young woman, the camera loses focus as she contemplates the files, as if it shares her despair. We've gotten the message. Work is where joy goes to die. Then a flicker of hope crosses the woman's face. She has looked up at the clock, which is moments away from striking five. She opens her laptop, where we see our first glimpse of real colour in the website for a dance fitness business she's starting. After one last edit, she hits publish, then closes the laptop to an office transformed. Her grey sweater is now a red tank top, and she dances past her office mates, all now in bright outfits, converting their cubicles into creative small businesses. An art studio, a bakery, a woodworking shop, a landscaping business that seems to specialize in topiary sculptures. Something involving scuba. Their life force is restored, because their jobs and their dreams are now one. The message is familiar and classically American. Bootstraps and businesses. Horatio Alger for the Instagram generation. If this ad, aired by Squarespace, a service for building and hosting websites during this year's Super Bowl, had only had a different soundtrack, it might well have been forgotten by Monday.